Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Ed Yordan. Ed is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He was with us within a couple of months of our broadcast back in 97, our first one. The next January, he was very early in the month. He became a member of our Brain Trust. Ed, thanks again for being here, for all the great years of support. For all the things that we do here.
Well, thank you. I'm delighted to be back.
Ed is, by the way, folks, a member of the Computer Hall of Fame. He's written, how many books have you written, Ed?
28.
So when I said under 30, I was pretty close. Outsource, Competing in the Global Productivity Race. There's one book. Is that the new one, Ed?
The newest one I've written is a book on CIOs, Chief Information Officers.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, interviews with a bunch of those topics.
I still don't have that book. And then the other one on Death March, the Death March topic.
What's
that?
That's right.
Tell us about that one.
Well, that's a book I first wrote in the late 90s because people at the time thought that it was a kind of an exceptional or accidental phenomenon. A Death March is there's a military connotation, obviously, but in industry, it means a project whose deadline and budget and so on is so outrageous and so aggressive that the only possible way of succeeding is to persuade all of the engineers or people working on the project to sacrifice their personal life, work 18 hours a day, 7 days a week until they either finish or collapse from exhaustion. And it's still going on today, and probably will.
I've worked on Death March projects.
Well, it's not unique to the computer industry. That is an interesting point. I see it all the time in the legal profession.
I've worked nights all night long without sleep, and then got on a plane, flew on the other side of the country to take a project. I mean, you know, never right out of the work into the travel.
Saw it at NASA. You know, like I say, it's all over the place, and it's going to continue on.
But what was the purpose? But how did you find enough to? What was the purpose of writing a book about it? In fact, you've updated the book, haven't you?
I've done a second edition, and now I'm starting to work on a third edition.
Well, why is this such a big deal?
Well, it's a big deal because in many cases the consequences of failure are bankruptcy or other dire things. And at the same time, it's often a deliberate, conscious choice that's made by senior executives. Other times it's an accident or a disaster. But you can make some smart decisions about how to approach such projects so that you have some chance of success.
But it's kind of swinging. But a death march philosophy or a death march acceptability to the leader can be a swing for the fence kind of thing, can it?
It is a swing for the fence, and there are some people who probably ought not to even get started. They look at the situation and say, it's too much of a sacrifice. I'd like to see my kids growing up. Thanks, but no thanks. And other people say, yeah, because if we succeed, that's the Silicon Valley kind of mystique, you know.
Well, sometimes when you swing for the fence, it goes over the fence.
And some people are better at that than others. You know, Steve Jobs, was a genius at succeeding with that kind of approach. And there were some consequences in his own personal life and the personal lives of a lot of other Apple people. But they made that choice, and I think most of the rest of us have benefited from it in most cases. So it's not going to go away. And for the people who get confronted with that choice, as a lot of people in Silicon Valley and others do. I think there are some things to keep in mind that improve your odds of success, and that's what I wrote about.
Think in Silicon Valley it's something that some people think if you haven't done a death march it isn't really valuable?
I do. I think it's got that kind of mystique. It's also true in a lot of computer consulting
firms. Like suffering for your art, right?
That's right, yeah. It's a badge of honor. If you haven't done this, you're not...
You haven't paid your dues.
Right.
Yeah. Well, in small businesses, it's not so much... We don't feel that way, but this happens. And I've created Death March projects. I've started them, and some of them I've worked... I was the only one on the Death March, Ed. And sometimes I had team members. Sometimes I was part of a team. I'm the kind of person that would be attracted to something like that. I have been attracted to them. But one of the things I've learned, and this is what I try to impart to my audience, Ed, is that some things are not meant to be.
That's right.
And that's what maturity helps you understand, right?
That's right. And also, some people are not meant to participate in Death March projects. And better you should make that choice at the beginning than...
Right.
To ruin your personal life and then decide that you're just not going to survive.
Right.
So I think you have to be honest both for yourself and also for the other people that you're trying to draw into this kind of crazy effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a big thing for the leader as well as for the supporters. And it's not for everybody. And it does take a certain personality to really be there is an attraction to it, isn't there? It's seductive.
There's definitely an attractiveness in a lot of different fields. Again, this is not unique to computers, although I certainly thought so when I first started writing. it's pretty widespread.
Yourdon, Ed Yourdon. And we put a .com on the end of Yourdon, and you'll find his website. He's going to come back and spend a segment with us. We got more to talk about. I told you we'd get smarter when Ed joined us. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.